This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is the evening edition with Lynn and Kelvin. We are joined now by Sean Tanis of the News Desk for our market wrap. Sean, Apple is reportedly experimenting with iPhone marketing strategies, such as discounts and promotions, which is something that it rarely does. What is going on?
Yeah, I think these are changing times at Apple, considering we are hearing strategies, like you said, discounts, promotions, and even trade-in packages. And I guess, welcome to the real world, Apple. You know, I think they're finally coming to terms with consumer behavior sentiments, and they are doing everything they can to boost sales of their products, especially leading up to holiday season. And this week, they posted promo banners on their site for iPhone XR for as low as $300, which is a lot less than their typical premium price. But they put an asterisk on the price, meaning customers can trade in an iPhone 7 Plus to get these discounts. But bear in mind, iPhone 7 Plus is also a high-end phone released just 2 years ago.
A Bloomberg report described this strategy as a fire drill and a possible admission that iPhones may have been selling below expectations. What are your thoughts on this, Sean?
Yes, I do think it's a pragmatic approach. That's not necessarily a bad thing. I think a lot of people now, they look at Apple and their pricing and believe that they are sort of coming down from their high horse. But that's also unfair in a way, I think. I mean, they didn't have to resort to these measures previously when iPhones were such a hit. So they are evolving now. But analysts do question in the report if the approach may undermine a bullish argument that higher prices will compensate for the slowdown in their sales. And also, as pragmatic as it is, I think the question yet again is, what's the next phase of innovation for Apple, especially when Apple spent $35 billion on research and development in the last 2 years. So a new innovation that's going to come out from this huge investment should rightly take them forward. I think that's what everyone is expecting them to do, because finding another blockbuster like, you know, iPhone, which was like 10 years ago, it will be almost impossible. But if you spend so much money in this, like in these areas, obviously discounts can't be a long-term strategy, I guess.
I guess we're waiting to hear what exactly that strategy is going to look like, right? That's what it sounds like, because it sounds as if we know the amount of money that's gone into it, but we're also seeing this, you know, on one hand, R&D, on the other hand, discounts. And it's kind of hard to reconcile that.
Yeah, and also I think, like, while they are also spending so much money, I think, like, other companies, like, we are talking about phones, like Huawei is, like, they are planning to launch, like, 3D camera phones. And so they are also, like, if you, like, you are assuming that I'm taking, like, three steps forward, but other people are doing the same thing as well. So it's going to be difficult for them.
Back home on Bursa Malaysia, Kerjaya Prospect, that's a hard one. Kerjaya Prospect is in the news again for the right reasons. How's their stock?
Yeah, Kerjaya Prospect secured a 211.6 million ringgit contract from PPB Group for construction works involving a mixed development project at Taman Mega PJ. And with that, year to date, Kerjaya has almost 990 million ringgit worth of contracts in its portfolio. Kerjaya closed up 1.6% at 1 ringgit 23 cent.
That is in my neighborhood.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm actually kind of curious now to see how it turns out. Anyway, Sean, thank you so much for popping by. FM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.